Blog Talk Radio.
Informed, not inflamed. Sports.
Well, Tom Brady can play. His four-game suspension was lifted by the federal judge, Richard Berman, today. Brady and the NFLPA are winners, as are the Patriots. The NFL and Commissioner Goodell are losers, but why? Our legal expert is Ken Lakin of Lakin's Law. You can find him at lakinslaw.com. Ken, welcome, and give me your first reaction to the ruling today.
Hey, John, great to be on again. All the best to you. I was not really surprised by the ruling by Judge Berman. I've taken a look at it and read most of it this morning. I think the way that the league handled both the notification to Brady in terms of potential penalties was significant, because deflating footballs, in essence, is an equipment violation where you can only be fined, and I believe the value is up to $50,000. I think Brett Favre had an issue years ago where he was fined $50,000, not a four-game suspension. So I think the judge took issue with, in terms of the collective bargaining agreement, the actual punishment that was handed out by the commissioner in contravention of their own language in the CBA. And more importantly, as we talked off the air about as well, the discovery process that the NFL went through, which for your listeners is very, very important, whether you're in an arbitration proceeding or a legal proceeding in court in litigation. Both sides have to have access to witnesses. Both sides have to have access to file material that's not privileged. By not doing that, as was the case here that Judge Berman laid out in his decision, that severely prejudiced Brady's ability to defend himself and cross-examine witnesses and get access, most importantly, get access to the files as it related to the discovery information about the plate issue.
So really, there were two things in the fact that there was nothing laid out that said, okay, this is the penalty for deflating. There was nothing there. And then on top of it, Brady wasn't given a chance at all to even cross-examine or look at the things. Yet at the same time, too, we keep hearing the argument, Brady destroyed his phone. Does that come into anything?
Well, it would have come up in the discovery process, but it was one side, it appears, that it was only the NFL bringing that issue up. And when Brady said, well, I talked about that, or I gave some disclosure about that during our discussions with the Ted Wells investigators. And then when they went to have the arbitration with the commissioner and Judge Berman's hearing, he was not able to get access to those materials that he said that he had told them about. And they requested those files and those interviews, both as it relates to Brady and some collateral witnesses, and were not unable to get those files. That's proving my point that you must have full disclosure and discovery. You can't get bits and pieces of discovery. It doesn't work that way.
All right. Our legal expert is Ken Lakin. He's from Lakin's Law. You can find him at lakinslaw.com. We should also say you are a Patriots fan, so you've been to a lot of Patriots games. If you can, try to take that hat off and just in the legal perspective, does this exonerate Brady completely? Because there do seem to be some balls were inflated, but does this exonerate him at all?
You know, it's hard to answer that question. Probably not, only because once you're, unfortunately, in this society, and I see a lot of it in my legal practice, where people make just mere allegations without any evidentiary support or any other type of supporting evidence, and it sticks to the person. So I think that it will, plus with the Spygate history of the Patriots, and the Patriots are known around the league to kind of push the envelope a little bit. I think it will go stay with him. However, as it relates to the specific underlying facts and evidence, it was an exceedingly weak case. We don't know if one of these employees acted, as we say in the law, ultra virusly on their own, and Brady didn't know about that. But we don't know that. I mean, just because something says something in the text doesn't mean it's directly related to it. We need more evidence than that. And I don't think they had them during the totality of the circumstances, both in terms of witness statements, documentary evidence, and other forms of evidence. I don't think they had enough, at least enough to give that kind of a harsh punishment. And I understand the commissioner's position relative to cooperation, because I've had these hearings before in the NFL, and clearly the CBA dictates that you must cooperate if you sign on to the CPA, which he did. So I get that, and I think that even his counsel, Kessler, conceded in court to Berman, to Judge Berman, that he should have cooperated more at the beginning, and I think that was a good. I was saying that at the time he should have done it more. But that, doesn't supersede both the fundamental constitutional issue or legal tenet issue of fair discovery by both sides and getting concrete evidence, or at least in a civil standard, more likely than not, or preponderance standard of evidence. And here I don't think they have it.
Let me ask you kind of a negotiating question, because Brady's side was actually negotiating down the suspension, and the NFL just wouldn't budge, so it was going to be winner-take-all based on whatever the judge was going to do. To me, I think both sides had a lot wrong in this whole dealing.
No, I agree with that. It's twofold. One, Brady's negotiating, from what I understand, and again, this is all hearsay, so who knows how accurate it is, that he would take, you know, some form of punishment. I don't know what that would mean. It would be a game, two games, or just a fine itself, and by virtue of conceding, which his own counsel did in court, that he didn't cooperate fully with them initially for the investigation. It was handled poorly, you know, by his agent and maybe others at the time. I'm not really sure. But I think his concession would be, in terms of negotiating and resolving the case, that he would concede that, but not make an admission of fault in any way as it related to the placement of the ball. I think that was the two issues. And the NFL, having dealt with them myself on issues, well, takes the hard line, the God complex, that we're the NFL, what we say goes. I'll give you one quick example. I have a client, I won't mention his name, but he's been through like 20 or 30 Super Bowls, and he's in the media business himself, and he had somebody in one of the last two, I think it was the Super Bowl before last, took a photograph of his radio spot that he had, plus some other vendor had something there, and it was later put on a website. And as you know, there are strict restrictions for media credentials for the Super Bowl, and they later sent him a letter. They, meaning the NFL, sent him a letter and suspended him for the Super Bowl. And there's something he did not do. Somebody else did, and I tried to negotiate with them, and they were just completely blew me off. So they have a hard-line stance. It doesn't surprise me that they weren't going to concede anything realistically in the settlement with Brady, because that's the way they act, unfortunately. But in the end, they crossed the line, I think, especially to the discovery issue.
Well, and unfortunately, you have a monopoly there, so that you're going to have organizations that bind and blind. They kind of control certain things. One of the things for me that was kind of glaring that nobody brought up was, why would you let the home team decide on how the balls were inflated or deflated one way or another? The NFL makes billions of dollars. You can't hire somebody from the NFL who's not on one team or the other, not with the home team, that can make sure the balls are inflated at the proper size?
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that. And I just assumed that there were rules set in place for neutrality of handling the balls at all, deflating, you know, inflating, whatever goes on with the PSI. But I just assumed there were rules in place. If it wasn't in the CBA, at least it was in the rules and regulations of the NFL, in the referees, the officials, that they had neutral party handle the balls, that they were done in the locker room, on the site supervision by a standing referee. Also, when they exited the ballroom and going out to the stadium to make sure they were with the – I assume they had all these things in place. And it appears, because obviously they've changed or added new rules now going to this season, that wasn't the case. So I was actually very surprised to put themselves in a situation like that. Well, something like this might happen. You clearly might have – Some employee on a lower level who thinks he or she's going to take advantage of giving your home team some kind of advantage and just do it on their own. Who knows? But why put yourself in that position? You should have it strictly regulated in the first place.
All right, Ken. Wrapping up here. Is this case over now?
I believe it is. It's very unusual to judges on the district court level, which Judge Berman is. Are given wide discretion. As you know, my twin brother John Lincoln is a judge as well. They're given wide discretion as it comes to discovery and legal issues in relation to both fairness and punishment as it relates to, you know, both CBA or arbitration proceedings in general. Which, just as a side note, John, as I tell you off the air, it's very unusual. I'd say 90% of cases, the union or the employee loses. most of the time management and employers win when it relates to CBA violations. It's got to be something that's a violation, as Judge Berman referenced in his opinion, because of the discovery issue. It was unfair discovery cast to Brady and the prejudice to him. That was potentially a violation of the Federal Arbitration Act. And I think because of that, he made this ruling. And to him, that was very, very important. But for all intents and purposes, the case is over. It's very unusual for a sitting district court judge to be over-appealed, and up on appeal, his ruling be overruled. That doesn't happen much. So I know they filed today at the NFL for an appeal, but I think it's highly doubtful, given the discretion that the underlying judge had in the case.
All right. Well, good. Let's get back to football and keep everything on the field. He is our legal expert, Ken Lakin. Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate you joining and giving us your insight.
John, always a pleasure. All the best to everyone.
All right. Thanks. And again, Ken Lakin, you can get him at lakinslaw.com. That's L-A-K-I-N-S law.com. And we thank you for joining us as well. We will catch you next time.
For more on John Daly, including his blog postings and instructional videos, go to informnotinflamed.com.